your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
It's 14 to 11, the talk number 1300 872 911. We've got Michelle on the line up at Coranda. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, John. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Michelle. What are you saying?
Hey, John. I'm going to recheck your memory. Going back to Anna Bligh's government, we had some disasters. I'm not sure if it was Yasi or it was one of them anyway. And there was billions of dollars of damage. She incorporated a tax on us, which was called an emergency management levy. Okay. Every taxpayer in Queensland pays for it. Okay. So I pay $591.60 a year. That goes to the state government. And this is to cover cyclones, flooding, fires. That's what that money was always designed for.
Yeah.
So why have we still got people in dire straits in North Queensland here with no help from the Queensland government?
Well, 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 what a good point. How much a year do you pay for this so-called emergency levy?
$591.60. Have a look at your rates notice. Everyone pays it.
Well, and what do we get for our money?
Nothing.
This is
these poor buggers up there in Port Douglas, Bargara, Cape Tribulation are suffering. I mean, a lot of people have suffered from this cyclone, the flooding and what have you. Where is the Queensland government? Why have they all gone quiet? Where's the money?
Yeah.
Have they spent it? As they spend like drunken soldiers, sailors. They waste our money.
And where's the accountability? Where's the accountability?
Correct.
Imagine how much... That's since the Anna Bligh was Premier
Correct.
Of the Queensland government. I'm just trying to remember how many years that is, but it's a lot of years. Imagine how much money would have been accumulated.
Correct.
Wow. Gee, I'm glad you brought this up, Michelle. Glad you brought this up. We all pay it in our council rates, which are due in about, 3 weeks or something?
Yes. Have a look at your rate. You pay half of it every 6 months. But $5.91 is what I pay, and I'm in the Mareeba Shire, so that's what I pay per year for my land.
There you go. Well, 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 while I've got you on the line, by the way, how did you cope up there at Coranda with the cyclone with, for example, your power reliability? Did you do without electricity for an extended period of time?
John, I own the Spearwire Tavern, right? We lost power before the cyclone. We had no power, no communications, no phones, no internet for 4 days.
God.
We have got an elderly population in Spearwire there.
Yes.
That... We had the causeways were all flooded, so we had our service station running to keep people's generators going and feeding the people in Spearwire, Coranda, Coa area who could get to us for fuel.
Hell.
But we were fortunate enough to have a generator to keep running the business to help everyone out.
Well, well, well.
But nobody can come up with answers why Telstra didn't send somebody in to start a generator in Spearwire. For 4 days with no communications, I had to go to Mareeba to use my mobile phone to ring and let people know there was no communications in Spearwire, Coranda, Coa.
Well, well, well.
We are not a third world country, but they put us back into a third world country.
Well, precisely. You know, it's matters like this that you're actually broadcasting about now that are so critically important because we've got to improve our response. And this is a prime example. If those funds have been put aside for all those years, there should be certainly effective spending on addressing these issues. So we've really
Correct.
Got to spotlight exactly what's happened to you and other people in small communities like yours, especially those north of the Daintree.
It's absolutely tragic to see what's going on with people in North Queensland at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, they brought the army in, they picked them all up, 200 people out of Woodjall off the roof, then they disappeared because they had a little storm down there in Brisbane. Forget North Queensland, let's go back to South East Queensland where the voters are.
Exactly.
We'll look after them first and forget North Queensland.
Yeah.
It is pathetic.
Well, Michelle, you've really spoken very powerfully today. Congratulations on this. Well done. If you get some more information, by all means, share it with us.
I've got a lot more to come, John.
All right. Be pleased to hear from you. That's Michelle on the line up there at Coranda, or Spearwire, actually, at Spearwire Tavern.